This is Audible.
Sounds True presents The Art of Presence, an in-depth retreat recorded live with the author of The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. And now, Session 1, Living by Grace.
I trust that nobody's in a hurry to start. Welcome to our retreat. Your retreat. From the world, especially the world in your head, taking a step back. Retreat. You've come here not alone. You've probably come with your mind. The mind has come with you. But be thankful because the mind allowed you to come here. Some people didn't make it. A few always cancel at the last minute. I wonder if we should go now. I don't feel like going. What's the point? Another retreat. Whatever the mind can say. And then you completely believe in whatever thought the mind throws up. Yeah. No, I'm not going. Well, maybe I should. Yeah. And with some of you it was touch and go whether you would make it or not. I'm sure it happens. And yet, there was a stronger impulse in you to come than the resistance to coming here, which you may have felt also. Or which you may feel, even though this is not a long retreat, that you may feel this resistance even while you're here. You may already have felt it. The mind, the thinking mind, the stream of conditioned thinking, the egoic entity that arises out of that, may be looking for an opportunity to get you away from here. From time to time, it may come up. It may focus on something that is not absolutely perfect in your environment, in whatever situation you're in here. Because there's no such thing as a perfect situation. Unless you live in complete surrender to what is, in which case every situation is perfect. Of course, you can always find something that isn't right, that you could complain about. And the mind says, this situation is not as it should be. this shouldn't be, that shouldn't be. Yes, but it is. So you work with the limitations that are here, even here at a retreat center, certain limitations, different ones from the ones you find at home. Less privacy, perhaps, you can complain about that. Not warm enough. This or that. Person you're sharing the room with is not according to the expectations of the mind. Not spiritual enough. Or even worse, more spiritual than me. Oh, he must have been at it for a long time. So, in any situation, you don't have to wait long before some kind of flaw in the external situation will come up, what looks like a flaw, which means there's a clash between the expectations or demands of the mind and the simple suchness of this moment. And some egos love to be personally offended when these things happen. So, how can, to me, just, it's a